I was in London at the time when I got a call from Michael Jackson. I didn't know Michael. He just called me. And turned out he was a fan of An American Werewolf in London and was particularly taken with Rick Baker's extraordinary makeup work. And Michael was obviously interested in transformation. And what he wanted was basically his only marching orders was he wanted to turn into a monster. That's what he wanted to do on screen. And Thriller was, you know, nobody's good idea. People don't realize that because it had such an impact in so many ways. There was even a course taught at the Harvard Business School about Thriller and all the financial implications. Yeah, because, you know, it created the home video business. It created the making of. It made MTV. And it was, you know, had a tremendous influence. But the truth is, it was just Michael wanting to turn into a monster. Because you got to remember, when Michael called me, the album Thriller that he and Quincy Jones had made, that album had already been number one for over a year and had already become the greatest selling album of all time. They had done Billie Jean and Beat It, the two videos that were enormously successful. And so when Mike called me, he wanted to do basically a video of the song Thriller. And I thought, well, gee, videos are just commercials to sell records. Let's make a theatrical short. So he was all for it. And I wrote it and then did a budget. And, you know, it was a union shoot in Los Angeles. And I insisted the dancers get 10 days rehearsal. And, you know, it was very lavish. And the budget was $500,000. To give you an idea of how big that was, at the time, rock videos cost between $35,000 and $50,000. So we called. I was at Michael. He was living with his parents in Encino at the time.
Yeah.
And we called him. He called Walter Yetnikoff of, CBS Records. And I'll never forget it because he handed me the phone. And this blast of profanity. Who the like do you think you are? There's no, because in their minds, they already had the most successful album of all time. And it was like, next. They didn't see any more money there. And, you know, but my partner at the time, George Folsey, said, you know, I have a way we can finance this. And what we did was we shot. It was really a way of raising the money to make it. We shot us filming Thriller, and that became the making of Thriller, and that was 45 minutes long, and then Thriller itself at 15 minutes made an hour. And George's idea was to sell the hour. Nobody wanted it. and so we went to this brand new thing, which was cable television, and there was a channel, Showtime, that gave us $250,000 for the right to be the first to show it. And at that time, Showtime had less than 1 million subscribers, so it was really not a big deal. And we said, absolutely, because my intention was to put it in theaters. You know, so I made a deal with Disney, who it did open theatrically. Oh, by the way, MTV called us hysterical, saying, how can you do this? And we said, well, do you want it? You can have it. Give us the other $250,000. And they did. So what happened was that it opened in a theater in Los Angeles, playing with Fantasia. It did ginormous business, but I mean huge. But after 2 weeks, Frank DeLeo, I didn't know who it was until fairly recently, till about 10 years ago, but Frank DeLeo, who was Michael's manager at the time, he duped Thriller. That's why all the copies are not very good. He duped it because it's gorgeous. Anyway, he duped it and gave it for free to every TV station in the world.